This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, live from spring training, where we're presented by Main Street Bank, your local bank local. Put our team in your office. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Thanks to them for making a national spring training possible. The show, as always, is brought to you by our friends, the lawyers at Kondorian Murad, the official G&D show sponsor. They help protect your assets, update your will and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention us to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We're live in Richmond for the next 3 hours, AM 910, FM 105.1, and all over D.C. and the DMV on our flagship 106.7 The Fan, your flagship home for the Nationals. We're pleased to be joined right now by the manager of the Washington Nationals, World Series champion Davey Martinez. Davey, it is great to see you again. Thanks so much for the time. How you been?
Awesome, man. It's good to see you guys. It's been unbelievable. You know, we had a little hiccup yesterday with the weather, but other than that, the weather's been great, and I'm seeing a lot of positive, good things. Young kids are coming. They're looking really good, but the guys we got, some of the veteran guys we got, they're working and looking real good as well.
We were talking to Mike Rizzo about this. The mix is really interesting, right? Because it's everybody's kind of pulling the rope in the same direction, it feels like, welcoming the kids instead of maybe saying, you know, go fetch me a stick of gum, rookie, or, you know, run this lap, or, you know, clean up the latrine or whatever it is. It seems like everyone is kind of in this together a little bit. It's a good vibe.
It's a great vibe. And like I said, these veteran guys have been a blessing. They really have. I mean, they're taking these young guys in. They're showing them the ropes, you know, and it is a little different. You know, the preparation to play in a major league level is different. The process is different, and it's all about speeding these guys up a little bit, and they've handled it really well.
How much different, if at all, do you manage or coach or instruct when the clubhouse is essentially right now, you know, a bevy of prospect types in there? If you're looking at just veteran service time, like guys who make real money, there's only a couple guys. How much different is your managing style than it was, say, in 19 when you had 6-7 All-Star types?
Yeah, we had so many guys that were already established, really, you know, as major league players. So I was there to support those guys. You know, now it's more. I was just talking about this earlier. I found myself coaching, like really, really on the field, hands-on coaching, communicating with the younger players, you know, seeing different things and talking to them about it. And that's something that I want to do. You know, this winter I said I want to really be hands-on with some of our young players and get them to understand the game and how much the little things really do matter. I talk a lot about, you know, we were talking about the two-strike approach and how to get better at it, you know, the base running stuff. I really took it upon myself to do the base running stuff this year, so I've been more involved with that. We've done it quite a bit already this spring. But, you know, the runners with scoring position, you know, driving those guys in, all that stuff, trying to really teach these guys on how to do it, you know, and how to stay within yourself. You know, for me, I tell them all the time, I said, you know, don't panic. You know, the biggest thing is don't panic up there. The pitchers are panicking. They don't want that run to score. Relax. Get the ball up in the zone. And you can still get a pretty decent pitch if you just don't start chasing, you know. So we've talked a lot about that with those young kids. And so I've been more involved. I was telling Kyle today that I've been – exhausted, which is a good thing.
Nice.
You know, after every practice, I sit in my office, just kind of lay back, go, okay, let's get ready for the next day, you know. But it's been great, man. I'm loving it. It's been a lot of fun. And like I said, these guys have all bought in so far, and they're getting a lot of work done.
That's Davey Martinez with us, Grant and Danny, down here in West Palm Beach, Florida. Do you slide that fader down a little bit in season, or are you going to stay sort of active coaching, if that makes any sense?
Yeah,
right?
No, we still have so many young guys.
Yeah.
You know, I look at K-Bear Ruiz, you know, C.J. Abrams, who both really came along in the second half of the season, but it's still that process, you know, still getting to do it and being consistent all the time now. Lane Thomas, you know, he had a great year last year, but he's another guy that, you know, I still want him to get a little bit better in certain areas. So, you know, I've been talking to him a lot about outfield play, you know, hitting with two strikes, driving the ball the other way, driving in some more runs for us, because, I mean, he's a weapon for us, you know. So this is going to be an ongoing process for me, you know, for the next, not just this year, but for many, many years to come, because they're young and they're coming. So, but it's a great thing. And like I said, we're going to surprise some people, I think. I really do. I mean, these guys are hungry. They're exciting to watch. As you can see, we've been really pushing the envelope with the base running stuff. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, you mentioned C.J. Abrams. Like, I feel like with somebody like that, he might not even know how good he can be. You know what I mean? And sort of just saying, like, the things that you're doing, there's a very, very tiny percentage of human beings in the history of this game that could probably do some of this stuff, right? How much of that is sort of getting him to maybe realize that, to then implement, as you're talking about, that consistency?
Well, you know, what's funny is that, you know, last year I had a conversation with him, and I remember it was in Atlanta, and really talked about, you know, how good he can be, and really try to get him to understand, hey, you know, there's a lot of good players that go through what you're going through, but let's just focus on right now. So I broke everything down for him as simple as I could possibly be. I talked to him about the 10 at-bats. In 10 at-bats, you know, what do you think you can do in 10 at-bats? Can you work a walk-in? He goes, yeah, I can do that. Okay. I said, okay, so that's now you're talking about 9 at-bats. In 9 at-bats, you think you can hit the ball hard 3 or 4 times? He goes, yeah. I said, okay. Now, in those 3 or 4 times, you think, you know, or you know, you think some of them will fall in where you can get a hit or 2 hits? Or I said, because every 10 at-bats are going to be different. But if you could focus on just the 10 at-bats, in 10 at-bats, you could hit 333, right? And then we go on to the next 10 at-bats. And the next 10 at-bats, you could hit 400. Not saying you're going to hit, but shorten everything down so you're not thinking about the big picture and where you're going to be. Look, your numbers are going to be what they are at the end of the year. Everybody's is. You know, but let's focus on the here and now and break it down a little bit simpler, you know, because you could do a lot of good things. You're going to get an infield hit because you could run.
Yeah.
You know? So we started doing that with him, and he actually started taking off. Like, and I saw a different guy. Then I decided to put him at leadoff. And I told him, hey.
Good decision, by the way.
Yeah. I said, take ownership of it, right? I want you to be the catalyst for our team. And he looked at me like, and I said, no. I said, I think you can do it. That's why we're doing it. Mm-hmm. But now it's up to you. Run with it. You know, I mean, hey, you got the green light.
He literally ran with it. He started stealing so base.
Somebody steals
every game.
He was really, really good. Yeah. So you know, now we developed a leadoff hitter that could do a lot of different things. I remember this guy could jolt the ball.
Absolutely.
Know? And so he's gonna be special. He really is. I mean, this spring training has been a different beast. Like, he's got that confidence. He's got that kind of quiet leadership mantra going on mm-hmm. right now. And he's working diligently in his backhands in the infield and getting to the ball quicker with his feet, preparing himself to throw after he catches it. It's 2-strike approach. I mean, this guy's is really doing, putting all the work in.
Last year, it was a record 1.8 stolen base attempts per game with the new rules, and 80% success rate. For you, I mean, I can't imagine everyone's got a green light. Having said that,
funny the other day, I'll tell you a funny story, because so, you know, we're trying to push these guys. So we're in a situation, and you know, and I spoke to coaches. Hey, I want these guys. You know, these guys to really push themselves, see where they can get. You know, work good leads, and we're playing in Boston and Fort Myers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Riley Adams takes off to steal.
Oh, wow. That's a green. That's pretty green. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I told Parra, I said, hey, what happened there? But no, we're going to be aggressive. I said, that's a little too aggressive.
Yeah. That's too much.
Yeah. You can be, there's a difference.
There's your limit right there. Now we know.
Yeah. How did that work out?
Yeah, not good.
Okay.
Not good. It was close, but it wasn't good. Yeah. I told Riley, I said, hey, we probably need another 2 feet in them bases. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Really
that
expand
answers
them.
My question, though, in terms of what is the line. So that's probably the line.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of aggressive.
Said, call it the Riley Adams line.
Yeah.
What we're really, really preaching on is, you know, the going to first or third. You know, I always tell them some of the best base runners I've ever seen weren't very fast. Ryan Zimmer.
Zim was that way, yeah.
Man, your ball was hit. He's going. He'll be at third base, you know, on a base hit. So I want these guys to understand that part of the game.
Is there a chance that McKenzie or Josiah could start on opening day this year? Or is it kind of an earned thing for Patrick as the—
No, we haven't. We haven't decided. I haven't decided anything yet. You know, we'll let spring training, you know, play itself out, and then I'll make that decision probably the last week of spring.
I didn't know. I mean, it's his last ride, right? But those other guys seem like they're ready to step into really being maybe the dude at the top.
Absolutely. You know, and Josiah's having a great camp. So is McKenzie. But Corbin's throwing the ball really, really well. I mean, he's developed a cutter. He's understanding what he needs to do, you know, as far as pitching-wise. And it's about location with him, you know. So he's throwing the ball really well.
Maybe this is a dumb question. Do you take into account, because you have the series on the road and then you come home for the home opener, do you take into account, like, having a guy start in the home opener that's like a jolt for
this
the fan base?
This guy's been reading my book.
But you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
With all due respect, like, they're all pros, but like a Trevor Williams home opener versus Mackenzie Gore is a different thing. Is that something you care about at all?
Oh, yeah, I definitely have thought about that. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, for your bullpen at this point, how long do you kind of give yourself to, I don't want to say figure it out, but kind of map it out in your mind, and how flexible is that early in the season as these guys are, you know, trying to kind of establish roles for you? Like, give me the balance there with the bullpen.
Yeah, so we got guys that I feel like are established in the back end a little bit there, but we do have room for, you know, maybe three spots. You know, we're still looking at a lot of these guys. And some of these guys did well last year for us, but we still got a little bit of room. So, you know, nothing's really set in stone. You know, as I said early in camp, I said, hey, one thing you got to remember around here, there's opportunity. Mm-hmm. All right? So make it count. You know, like, hey, make everything count. Go out there and play well. And nothing's set in stone here. I mean, as you know, Riz, you know, we're going to look at all our options and try to take the best 26 guys we got.
Speaking of the best 26 guys, right now the best one guy so far has been James Wood. It's been unbelievable. What do you make of the spring he's had? It's early, I know, but
he's been really, really, really incredible. He really has. I mean, just his whole persona. You know, not only the baseball player, but the person. He's quiet, goes about his business. He interacts with everybody. He works hard on everything. You know. He's one of the guys that I've been talking to about, hitting with two strikes, a different approach, you know, just trying to move the baseball. We know he's got power, you know, but the biggest thing I tell you, hey, you know how you get better with hitting two strikes? Don't miss the fastball early, you know. And he looks at me like, yeah. So I said, but keep doing what you're doing. I mean, I've put him everywhere. You don't know where our needs are going to be. He could play all three outfield positions really well. He doesn't look like he's running. But I'm
it's crazy.
Right now,
oh, my God.
He's one of the fastest
So
guys.
I saw him in Bowie last year, and I was watching. He was running for he was playing center. So it was a fly ball to left center, and he was, like, trotting, it felt like. And he crashed into the fence, you know, and went to the ground. He hopped up. He was fine. But, it was just like, to your point, he's not sprinting, but then he ran into the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the strides. Did you play with someone that big? Obviously, there's Judge and a few guys
I played with Frank Thomas.
He's kind of big.
Yeah, he's big.
That's a good one.
Frank Thomas was. He was the.
Yeah, but
write that down.
Big something.
Thomas,
big blank.
The big.
I told him, I said, you know, the last guy really, for me, that I saw really run like him, like that, was Winfield.
Okay.
You ever watch Winfield run? It's like, oh, yeah, you know, get the ball in the outfield. And, oh, I got time to freaking you. No. You better get the ball and get it, because in about four strides, he was at third
just
base.
Looks different.
Yeah, he looks different, yeah. And it looks different, yeah. He just beat out a regular infield.
It's that room service ball to third base.
Yeah.
And the look of, oh, my God, on the third baseman's face when Wood's already – he's already there?
Right.
I can't stop talking about that.
No, it's unbelievable. I saw in the spring training one year, we were playing Kansas City and Bo Jackson, right? and Spike Owens playing first base. I mean, excuse me, shortstop, and he gets a routine two-hopper from Bo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he feels the ball nice, boom, gets up, to makes a clean throw. Bo was by the base.
Right.
Two steps by the base, and he ran all the way to it, touched right, the right field wall, and ran all the way back.
That's funny.
I thought, holy mackerel.
He got a James Wood, got clocked on the ball he beat out in the infield last week. At the speed, the average speed for Corbin Carroll last year, it was the second fastest home to first in the sport. And he's, you know, hitting the ball 440, and it's just been exciting. Obviously, back home, he's kind of the story right now. Davey Martinez is joining us here on Grant and Danny. The rest of the kids are playing well. They're kind of getting lost in the shuffle. Well, Robert Hassel looks like a different player with his power. A lot of people, I think, were ready to kind of go, okay, maybe it's not what it was supposed to be. But we just talked to him. He thinks with post-hamate, like last year he told us, I'm healthy now. And you're kind of thinking, well, if he's healthy, why does it look like this? But I think he's saying what he told us yesterday was, I didn't realize I was healthy, but I wasn't the same. I wasn't back.
Healthy, but it wasn't right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel that at all watching him?
That had a lot to do with it. And we made some, he's a little bit quieter up there. We made some adjustments. We talked to him about, you know, from here with him, I told him, hey, look, you know, you got to think of yourself as being a doubles guy. The home runs are going to come, but you got to be a gap-to-gap guy, 40-40 double guy. When you start thinking that way, not trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark, you're going to be an unbelievable hitter. You really are, because he's got good bat-to-ball skills, and he's done that. He's really quiet up there, and, man, he's getting to balls now that, you know, he didn't think he could get to. And, you know, a lot he's talked about, you know, wanting to pull the ball more. I said, hey, all that stuff is going to work itself out. You know, just get yourself ready to hit on time. Get on top of the baseball, and you're going to drive balls to all fields. And he's had a great spring too. I mean, he's been on the radar, but he's done really, really well. Even in the outfield, he's another guy that could run really well and could play all three. But he's done really well.
Davey, I feel like, I mean, when you played, obviously, every generation has its freaks, like the Ken Griffeys of the world that show up and can play right away. I feel like guys are readier sooner now. Yeah. Is that something you feel like the younger guys are ready to kind of handle the rigors of the bigs?
Yeah. I'm seeing it, you know, now. You know, we got a few of them. I mean, you know, Dylan is, man, he's handling himself really well. I mean, and he, you know, I'm trying to play these guys, and I want them to face big league pitchers, and he's done well. Mm-hmm. He's done well. He works good at bats. You know, he stands in there with two strikes. He sees a lot of pitches. He's been good. House, you know, House has been quietly really good, you know, and you know, for me, I'm just glad he's healthy, you know. But he's been really good. So the future's bright, yeah, that's for sure around here, and we're excited about it. And we're going to see these guys here, you know, if not in the beginning, but fairly soon, you know, some of these guys.
Davey, should I take the fact that you've only had Gallo playing first so far and working at first to mean he's exclusively going to play first or no?
No, I want him to play first base now.
Just to get the reps.
Just to get the reps, yeah. And then, you know, later on, you know, we can, you know, we'll move him around left field. I mean, the guy's a gold glover, so, I mean, I know he does a lot of work in the outfield, you know, on his own.
What position do you think Lipscomb is best at?
Right now we're playing, he's really good at third.
You know, third base.
He won our,
that's where he played at Tennessee. Mm-hmm.
He won our defensive player of the year, so. He's got unbelievable hands, but he's done really well at second base. I know I've thrown him in at shortstop to see what that like it. And he's been good. I mean, he's been good everywhere. And he knows how to handle that. So he's done well.
Big picture for some guys, because we're always talking about kind of the next wave. It's natural thing for fans and people to talk about sports. It's, oh, look at the next guy. There's still some young guys that are in the show that maybe, you know, are still looking to, I don't want to say establish themselves, because Victor Robles was a center fielder on a World Series team,
right,
but trying to reach those expectations and things like that. What have you worked on? What have you done with Victor, trying to kind of, you know, capture some of that lightning that we saw a handful of years ago?
Yeah, so, you know, before he got hurt last year, he was doing well. You know, we changed some things with his hitting. And I thought, okay, this is the guy that, you know, man, just, you know, putting the ball in play, using the field. You know, we know he's got a chance to run into 15, you know, 20, but he was doing all the little things right. You know, we talked a lot about, and this year we honed in on his defense, but I think a lot of it had to do with that he was hurt, mm-hmm. you know, his back. So, you know, he's playing, you know, he's doing well, he's playing well. It's good to see him healthy again. So, but we got, you know, we got Jacob Young, who's did well for us last year in his first stint. So that's kind of like a competition between those guys. It really is. I mean, I'm watching them both.
Is it possible Jacob could be the opening day starter?
You know, right now, I, I don't know. I mean, they're both in the mix. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, obviously, you know, Vic has a little bit more. I'd say he's got the upper hand a little bit right now. But you just don't, you know, you just don't know. Yeah.
What about the back of the rotation? Irvin last year seemed like he overachieved. Maybe not for you guys, but I think he surpassed our expectations. You got Rutledge, a couple of the, you know, guys who have been at the high minors.
Right.
How do you kind of envision that competition or just the depth you've got there?
Yeah, we got, you said it there. I look at the depth we have, and it's really good, you know. Yeah, I'm hoping that Jake has a really good spring and really takes off, you know, from where he left off last year. Even though last year in September, I really put the blinds on because it's been a lot for some of these guys, you know. Jake went through Tommy John, you know, 2 years ago. So, but I'm looking forward to him to come and really helping us in that rotation. You know, Rutt made some really big strides. I think last year he got humbled a little bit early, and then he realized, hey, you know, I got to pound the strike zone, get the ball in the strike zone. We got to get these hitters in swing mode. I said that's the only way you're going to get them to chase, you know, some of your pitches. So he pitched that game in Atlanta and
was nails,
yeah. So, you know, I'm excited about that. So, and then we got some, you know, DJ Hertz. We got Mitch Parker. Cole Henry is finally healthy, you know,
yep.
And he's throwing the ball in the mid to upper 90s again. So we're really excited about, you know, the depth that we have.
What's the Cade Cavalli timeline? How does he fit in this year?
Yeah, you know, we're kind of – he's, as you all know, he's itching at, you know, he wants to get
right.
But we got to be smart. You know, this Tommy John thing really takes some time. And, you know, but we're going to build them up. And, you know, we don't have a timetable per se right now, but he's going to pitch in the big leagues for us this year for sure. So,
Davey, last thing, just looking ahead to the start of the season, and we're getting ready to head back to D.C. You're a few weeks behind us. I think it's really cool. You guys are doing the prospect game. Is that going to be like the minor league lineup against the major league, like JV varsity? Do you know the layout of that?
Yeah, that's the way I want it.
So, nice. So that's dress rehearsal, so people will be able to come watch that at Nats Park. Then you hit the road, but just kind of your mindset for what needs to get done between now and then.
Yeah, we still got a lot. Like I said, you know, it's still early in the spring. But, you know, guys are still working at bats, trying to get themselves ready, get the timing going. Pitchers are, you know, honing in on their skills and really focused on right now just trying to throw, you know, all strikes, win the one counts. You know, we preach that a lot about that. But, you know, it's, you know, we got a day off tomorrow. Wednesday I'll talk to them about, you know, this part of the second part of spring training is really start amping up. Let's start competing, you know, up there, put all your little toys away, and let's focus on competing. And winning is the ultimate goal. So I, you know, I want them to understand that, hey, we're here to win games. So we'll talk a lot about that here. So it's, you know, for me, it's imperative that we start off. I want to start off good. So I want to push these guys a little bit to get going a little bit more, a little quicker. But you know, we still have time, but I want these guys to be ready when that bell rings.
Dave, awesome as always, man. Good to catch up with you.
It's always good to catch up to you guys. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much for
the time.
All right.
Davey Martinez, manager of the Nationals. Next, James Wood, Caleb Williams, both D.C. area natives. Do you care more about athletes who may or may not be playing in town if they are local kids? Want to get into that next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.